Hello, you're watching The Top 5 with me, Homa Lesky. Our first story, Iran is set to put new proposals on the table during its upcoming nuclear talks with the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany. Tehran says that those proposals will not include a halt to its uranium enrichment, but that they will help avert a deadlock in the negotiations if the other party is equally serious. The new round of talks will begin in Geneva on Tuesday morning. Sources close to the Iranian negotiating team say Tehran is looking for a win-win situation that would allay, quote, the logical concerns of both parties. There are reports that Iran will demand a clarification on the ultimate goal of the negotiations during the first round. Tehran wants to make sure that the other party is not holding talks for talk's sake and that the negotiations will bear tangible results. Hamid Reza Emadi, Press TV's newsroom director, has shared with us his take on Iran's upcoming negotiations with the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany. He told us Iran will not compromise on its right to enrich uranium.
Well, a source close to the negotiating team, the Iranian negotiating team, has told media that Iran's nuclear program has certain principles, or red lines, if you like, that Tehran will be sticking to them in its nuclear talks in Geneva. Those are Iran's refusal to halt its enrichment and its decision to keep its enriched uranium on the country's soil. Iran says it's ready to allay the logical concerns of the other party. That means Iran could be ready to negotiate the level and amount of enrichment from this point on. But first of all, Iran needs to know where the negotiations are headed. If the negotiations are meant to prevent Iran from enriching uranium, then they'll get nowhere, as Iran has made it clear time and again that its nuclear rights are non-negotiable. At the same time, you can see a lot of media activities on the part of the Israelis who are trying hard to prevent a nuclear deal between Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, whose entity has at least 200 nuclear warheads, called French President Francois Hollande and British Prime Minister David Cameron to ask them to increase the pressure on Tehran. Israel is very much concerned that Iran's new outreach will be welcomed in Western capitals, and the US and the EU will lift their illegal unilateral sanctions against Tehran. We'll have to wait and see whether the permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany would listen to the Israelis on Tuesday and Wednesday in Geneva, or will they make an independent decision based on their own national interests and the best interests of the international community.